Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Do you remember the days when Abdullah the Butcher wasn't giving you Hep C? I do. And when I want to remember those times, I listen to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The greatest tag team combination of all time.
The Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
With your host,
the Impact Player. Phil Rea and
Scott! We're back here, ladies and gentlemen, on TBS, the greatest wrestling fans in the world, right here in Atlanta in the center stage, and they have been promised a big surprise by the heavyweight champion of the world.
Well, let me just start off by saying, if Gary Hart can find it within his body to find the guts to walk out here, Hart, wherever you are, I know you're in the studio, walk out here. Peace be to you, my friend. I just want you to be present. I won't lay a hand on you. Please, Gary Hart, walk out here. I want you to see this surprise firsthand.
All right, Nature Boy Ric Flair, here is Gary Hart. Mr. Hart has accepted your invitation.
Please.
He has given his word that no hands will be laid on you, sir.
First of all, let's get something straight. Don't be threatening me. And what you want to do to me means nothing. You got your surprise ready?
Oh, I got a surprise, my friend. You just open your eyes wide.
You know something? Slick Rick, I got a surprise for you, too. Come on out, gentlemen.
Well, Buzzsaw, your Muda and the Dragon Master out here. I don't think they were invited. Wait a minute. I don't like... Why are you putting a...
That surprise ain't nothing! Because look at this! Come...
Hey, hey!
Together.
Oh man, what a brawl!
yes, you have. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, bitches. You know what that means. That means you'll recognize Symbol of Excellence in Sports Entertainment Broadcasting. From the current to the motherfucking way back, we be the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the heavyweight primate, your blue-collar scholar, the impact player, Mr. Philly Rea. And I am joined by...
Kid Human himself.
What's up?
Not much, man. Not much. How you doing?
I thought you were going to do your own gimmick.
Nah. I got a little tease going on.
I had my finger on the pause button. Like, what the fuck's he doing? He's gonna ruin it, dick. We are live, Scott.
Always live, except when we pre-record, then we're not.
Then we're not. On Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Woods Network, live on the TuneIn. We are Facebook Live. Hello, everybody on the Facebook Live. We're on your TuneIn, PlayStation, Xbox, Roku, Android streaming devices, passes to Dell's Boombox. Who asked for MC Hammer tonight?
I know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Matt Squires is Discman. Matt wanted Ambrosia, and he thought I was joking. Like, oh, I said, dude, I have it, and I fucking opened with it, and he didn't hear it.
Wow.
I don't know. Whatever, dude. I played it. That's what I did. If you will, everybody's asking for a Dusty Rhodes impression. Here's my Dusty Rhodes impression. Now kiss my ass. But we are live. It is, what is it, the 15th, right? September?
16th.
It is the 16th?
Yes, sir.
Dude, I had such a fucking shit show of a work week that I lost track of days after, like, Tuesday. But,
wow.
Anyway, how the hell have you been, partner?
Oh, this week has actually been good. It's been a slow week at work. I've been chilling out, got caught up on all my stuff. Had a great fucking week of wrestling on TV.
I caught up today. Let's say hello to everybody in the chat room. Who's in the chat room, Kid Human?
We got Greg Krona Jones.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
All right.
We got Nature Boy.
Woo! I love that bit.
We got Josh E.
Josh, he doesn't have a sound yet, but I'll work on that.
We got Matt E. Legend.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
That's one of the first ones I ever made.
We got me.
Yeah, it's you. We have you.
We have you.
Scott!
Yep.
We have Philly Rea, Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
The Taskmaster had an idea to go to the Euros there, but Benoit fighting back.
This is the best
I've ever seen.
And we have the winner of the Shining Wizards Good Things Lucha Contest, Matt Squires.
Ooh.
Toasty!
There you go. Congratulations.
Oh, dude. I ain't gonna lie. That shit had me dying.
Cuzzy Rich is in the Facebook chat. My man Johnny the Pole's in there. Hello, Johnny. Let's see. Yeah, it's perfect. The sound is... I guess the audio is fixed on the Facebook Live. I actually did some... research at work this week, Kid Human. I may buy a camera for this room and go do like a live broadcast every Friday.
Wow.
Well, when I'm dressed. Like today I'm wearing my Bam Bam Bigelow shirt and I have pants on. I didn't have pants on last week.
You got the Shining Wizard Zubas?
No. don't laugh. I do have Zubaz. You know our boy Eric Martin from Minnesota?
Yes, I do.
Well, Eric sent me Minnesota Twins. Whatchamacallit, Zubaz.
Zubaz.
Yeah, so I have Minnesota Twins Zubaz. They had a promotion last year.
Oh.
Oh, you're
nice.
Prepping for you. Oh, it's Mrs. Squires' birthday. Happy birthday, Mrs. Squires.
Hello, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to... Who's that? Who's that again?
I was going to say, before we get too carried away, don't forget we got to give a boy some love out there in Long Island, listening on his own, hopefully, Tank.
Yeah, they moved him to a rehab today. I spoke to him today. And I guess he's doing. They moved him closer to Queens, at least.
Nice.
He's not in West Bumblefuck anymore.
Right.
So that's good. You know. So that's encouraging. He sounds a lot better. You know. He's got to just you know he has to start getting motivated again. That's all.
Yeah.
So I hate to start off the show with like not really nothing somber, but last night I had a fucking. The last 2 hours of my commute home were awful. Not because of the commute. Well, the commute was awful. But I tell you, I curse Facebook a lot, right? I curse Facebook because a lot of times people get, you know how it is, people get inundated with nonsense.
Yes.
But I have 700 people on my Facebook page. 300 of them are colleagues that I've made friends of from work for the last, you know, 17 years that I've been in EMS. Apparently one of our own almost lost him last night. And
oh, I'm sorry.
He had some cryptic messages on social media and almost took his own life. If my buddy didn't flag it and I didn't yelled on Facebook about it and I didn't call 911 while I was on a bus, we saved him. Two of all the colleagues got to him and, you know, it was good, you know, but, you know, it's just, social media is a beautiful thing, man.
Yes, it is.
It's a beautiful, you know, when it works. So I just want to, you know, put it out there that my friend was saved and my colleague is going to be okay. Hopefully now the biggest step is to him to get better. And I feel good about life, man. I saved a lot. And it was funny because when I called the job into the system, I gave them my EMS ID.
Right? Okay.
And one of my other coworkers, I woke up this morning to go to the bathroom. I got a text message. He's like, yo, I saw your number on the KDT. You called the job in last night in Brooklyn? I was like, yeah. So he was yelling at me. Like, you should have told me I was there. I'm like, I told everybody, you know? But the White Pants Mafia comes through, man. I may look like Gordon Jump from the fucking Maytag, man, when I wear the pants, but I got Mr. Carlson, but I mean, he was Mr. Carlson. He was the Maytag man. He was the fucking child abuser. He did Dudley, right? He abused Dudley.
On Different Strokes, yeah?
Yes, yeah, in the bike store. Oh, my sister Natalie's listening. Hello, Natalie. Corey from New Hampshire. What up, Corey? Part of the Neckbreaker crew.
Java Junkie up in the chat room.
Java Junkie, the original Double J.
Yeah. I hope he's not fucking Java Junkieing on that pumpkin latte shit.
Yo, I bought pumpkin. What did I buy today at the Stop and Shop?
Pumpkin ribeye?
No pumpkin. I'll give you a pumpkin ribeye. No, it was you know those muffins, those cinnamon buns that you put in the oven.
Yeah.
I got like pumpkin flavored gimmicks. It's fucking they're delicious.
I'm not a pumpkin fan.
I like pumpkin when it's less than, you know, 75 degrees outside. Like tonight, it's like nice and crisp outside. It's like a 60 degree weather. You know, that I'll get down with that. But people are putting out pumpkins. I'm like, yo, you got to relax, man. It's not even October yet.
I know.
Yeah.
I got my Christmas tree up. No, I'm kidding.
What'd you say?
What did you say, nigga?
Oh, pumpkins! My brother-in-law said pumpkin sausage. I'll give you a pumpkin sausage. Yeah. Chick said...
Greg's got those.
Okay, faggot! What's next?
Oh, man. Oh, jeez. Okay, I might as well play Jesus.
Jesus!
Yeah. I guess it's going to be that kind of show tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Once in a while, we have to let our hair down.
So I teased a little bit before about I'm going to tell you my lunchtime adventures.
Oh, please do.
So me and this, my coworker, Christina Gussler, I call her Gussie, you know.
That's not the HR chick that was in the room last week.
No,
right?
That was Rachel.
That was Rachel.
Rachel has a house full of kids under six, so she cannot listen to us tonight live.
Yeah, Rachel, you can't let kids listen to this.
Yeah, but she said she'll be back next week. So where was I? Oh, so me and Gussie go to lunch, and we decide to go to KFC.
KFC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pull through the drive-thru, and we're like, let me get two of the, you know, the KFC bowls. They're $5, you know, you get the combo with that, a biscuit.
Wait, bowls?
The bowls.
Oh, bowls, okay.
Yeah, mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, cheese, chicken.
They have chicken bowls? And well, where you're living now, I'm not surprised, but yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry. Okay.
But so we get them. Pull up to the window. I told the guy I wanted a bottle of water with mine. He fucking hands me a cup full of tap water. I'm like, dude, I want bottled water. He's like, it's a 25-cent upcharge for bottled water. I'm like, take the shit back and give me a Diet Pepsi with no ice. He fucking gives me a goddamn Mountain Dew. So I roll down the window and throw the fucking cup up in the air. And I'm like, drive, Gussie. So as she starts driving, they open up the window and like, you get back here and clean this up. I'm like, drive, Gussie.
Doug in the chat room, chicken balls across the nose.
Toasty! But yeah, it's like, come on, man. 25 cents to upgrade to a bottle of water? If I wanted fucking tap water, first of all, that shit is free. Give me back a dollar for this fucking combo. because I don't have to pay for my drink. Number two, if I want the tap water, I come in and drink out of your fucking bathroom. You know?
Why, the tap water on your way isn't good? It's not drinkable?
Well, I don't want tap water. I'm paying for it. It's free.
Oh, okay. So you didn't want the beverage with your combo. You just wanted the water.
Right.
Right. Okay.
They had, on the thing, it has like Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Aquafina.
Yo, Matt said you got surfered.
You know? It's like, all right, if you go to McDonald's and order a chicken sandwich and be like, put cheese on it, they charge you 50 cents for cheese. When you tell them you don't want lettuce and tomato, do they give you money back? No, they're still charging you for that shit.
Oh.
You know, come on. There's places around here that if you don't order nuggets, they won't give you like barbecue sauce. They'll be like, it's 25 cents extra because you didn't order nuggets.
I remember about 20 years ago, I was in a 7-Eleven with my friend Charlie. And it was like 5 in the morning. He did a legit AM radio show, oldie show. And right. I was going to be like his assistant that day. So 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm in Babylon, Long Island, right? It's the ass crack of dawn in the middle of winter. And my buddy Charlie goes to grab a cup of coffee. And he takes the cup off the – this is back in the day when they only had like the one table. Now, you know, 7-Eleven has the whole gimmick set up.
Right.
Now, this doesn't have one table. So he pulls two cups by accident. As he goes to pour the coffee, Jafar from behind the counter starts yelling, no, 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 you do not do that. When you pay for the coffee, you buy the cup. Do not use two cups. So Charlie didn't know. Now, Charlie is a former EMS lieutenant. He's a hard rock, state trooper, the whole nine yards. Charlie looks at him and goes, well, jerk off, if I bought my fucking thermos, would you give it to me for nothing? So, of course, Jafar had no answer for that.
Right.
And I'm stereotyping. His name is not Jafar. It's probably Ishka Bibble. I have no idea what the fuck his name was, but I'm calling him Jafar, and I shouldn't do that. Phil, you are a cunt.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt. Now you have some more cunt kids.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So anyway. Yeah. So, yeah. So, you know what? If it's an option on the menu, they should give it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so you had your chicken balls and your tap water, so you're good to go.
No, I just threw the fucking soda out. I threw it out when they gave it to me again. I was just like, throw it out.
Right. Since my surgery, I'm very selective about my, you know, since 2008, I'm very selective about, like, fast food. Like, when the kid wants fast food, it's normally, like, chicken nuggets. And I won't eat burgers no more or none of that shit, you know? Or I'll get, like, the occasional chicken sandwich, you know, whatever. So that's the, but I have every, you know, what sucks is like you can, where I live, you can walk to Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, KFC, and Boston Market. So you can fat bastard it up for days, dude.
But no fucking Taco Bell.
Taco Bell was in the mall. Dude, I'd rather just drive to, you know, friggin' Sonic with the kid when I go to, you know, to Wally World in Bayonne, you know?
Right.
And just get my gimmicks over there because I just, you know, I'd rather, if I go to fast food, I'd rather do like Mexican, like Moe's or.
Hang on. Greg, every night is balls and tap water for you.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
So, yeah, so like if it's going to be fast food, I want it like buffet style. I mean, meanwhile, I can't eat that much to begin with, but I'll go in and I'll be like, all right, give me this, this, and this, and. Whatever, but, you know, I'd rather eat, like, a fresher, like, Chipotle. Not Chipotle, like, there's Moe's, and there's another spot. I forget the name. It's like a chain of them, but it's really good Mexican shit, though. Johnny says, I like orange sherbet with my fast food. Ooh, I haven't told that story, John. But I will. That involves a strip club and a very limber woman.
A strip club, and orange sherbet.
Yeah, it's a good story. Trust me.
That sounds like the beginning of a porno.
Well, it could have been if I would have played my cards right, but I was I was half in the bag, and I – whatever. Never mind. So –
We'll save that for episode 200. That's coming up in about 8 weeks.
Yes. Episode 200. Can you believe that?
Right.
200. I did 200 of these episodes almost. What is this, 193 now?
190 deuce.
Yeah. The border. Yeah, something like that. Some Mexican spot that I like Mexican food a lot. I was talking about this at work. I was telling one of my coworkers, he's like, who's never had like real Mexican food. I'm like, dude, he walks to Chipotle. I'm like, dude, you have to have, if you have authentic Mexican food, then
you'll never eat that shit again.
Never. If you have legit good Mexican food, you'll never eat fucking Taco Bell again. Unless it's those, you know what I like from, I'm not going to front. I like those potatoes from Taco Bell.
Yes, the cheesy potatoes.
With the sour cream, a little bowl.
Yes. The Fiesta potato.
Potato Fiesta. When Mexicans cringe when they look at Taco Bell. They're like, what?
I know.
Mexicans like, we don't serve potatoes. I can say, the Mexican people shoot me dirty looks in the mall. Like, you fat fuck. What are you doing? Like, why are you buying potatoes from a Mexican spot?
I like Mexican pizzas, man. That's my shit when I go to Taco
Mexican
Bell.
Mexican pizza? That's another thing. Like, it ain't Mexicans making pizza like in the pizzerias around the way when we were growing up in Queens. Right? It's a real...
This isn't Guadalupe's pizzeria.
Guadalupe. Oh, we're going to hell. I'm ringing the bell, man. Oh, man. Pastor Sadell's in the chat, too. Dude, I played MC Hammer, but I didn't play You Can't Touch This because I can't watch
Please
that.
Tell me that's why you played Pray for him.
No, I didn't play Pray. I played Turn This Mother Out.
Okay.
Yeah, she's making tacos. Wifey came home. She made, see Jen, John's wife, Jen. See, I've made tacos for the crew. I love making Mexican food, too, because it's simple and it's fantastic. But you know, if you eat real good Mexican food, you'll never have Taco Bell again.
Oh, I mean, I have plenty of Mexican restaurants around here, but the thing is, I don't want to pay the prices for it.
No, it's that's when, you know, listen, you treat yourself once every couple of months, you drop the dough, you have a couple of brews with it, or, some cerveza or some, like, they have this Mexican soda called Jaritos, but you got to drink it right away.
Yeah, you know, I prefer to go to the taco truck, the food truck.
Yeah, see, that's another thing, too. Like, we had, when I worked the overnight, I used to bring my partner, Jen, back in the day. There was taquerias, they call them.
Yeah,
but they made tortas, which is like these sandwiches and whatnot.
Right.
Those gimmicks are fucking ridiculously good, you know?
I know. I mean, there's a lot of food trucks around here. I mean, there's one, they call it the chicken bus. It's an old school bus painted red, and all he does is fucking serve barbecue chicken all day.
My brother-in-law says that's not true. He'll always eat Taco Bell. This is coming from a guy who just graduated fucking culinary school. So,
I mean, Taco Bell is like, once you hit that craving, it's like White Castle. You got to have it.
It's not, again, it's not edible. I'm talking about if I'm going to drop $25 on an entire meal for Taco Bell for the three of us.
I'm going to get real Mexican.
Right. I'll do the $10 more. Unless me and Dougie are getting Chinexican. Have you had those spots yet?
No.
Oh, it's these Chinese spots that roll their own tortillas. And
what?
They make, yeah, they're called China. It's called Chinexican. And they make, you know, tacos and burritos and all this other nonsense.
Wow.
You know, yeah, but they roll their own, they roll their own tacos. They have the machine. And they have Chinese food, too, in the menu. So you can have, like, egg foo young.
Oh, my God. General Tso's burritos.
General Tso's. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Holy shit. God.
Yeah.
There is a heaven.
Dirty tacos, fish tacos, you guys are fucking awesome.
You fucking atheists. With things like this, how can you not believe in a god?
Yeah. Just... General Zapp's burrito. Egg foo quesadilla, is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, fucking steamed wonton fucking tacos.
Wonton tacos.
There you go. Oh, man.
Dude, you're on fire tonight. I'm telling you, this is something you could start over there where you are.
I think I'm down.
Yeah,
I got to go find me an investor.
Yeah, talk to some of your peoples, man.
Yeah.
Talk to some of your peoples.
Yeah, this taco truck, for $7, you get a burrito. It fits in one of those big, like the styrofoam containers, like the big ones. Like maybe like the 8x8 ones.
Hold on, Scott. Pastor said he's been telling you there's a heaven for years.
I believe in heaven, Pastor. I'm talking about these atheists that said there's no heaven.
Jesus!
And you got people, chinks of kin.
Egg foo frito.
Right?
I'm sorry, again. It's again, $7. I'm sorry, dude.
And this fucking burrito is like the size of a fucking lesbian dildo. I mean, this thing is so fucking big, it fits, like, they cut it in half, and it takes up the whole damn container.
Wow.
It's like, Yeah.
I didn't know, like, they didn't know they had categories of dildo. Lesbian dildo. Oh, you mean the double-headed one?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay. They call it a lesbian. I don't even know.
I don't know. Well, Greg, I don't know what he's into, but I ain't using one.
Yeah, I gave him up for Lent. To be perfectly honest with you, I gave him up for Lent. Anyway, sorry.
Yes.
All right, enough of the casual. Let's get into some news that we can use, and which is pretty cool. We got some news, man.
We got a lot of news here.
Yep.
Let's go with... What are we going to start off with? Let's start off with NXT this week.
Yeah.
All right, so Sanity. We've been seeing the promos for Sanity on NXT.
Yes.
But what is it?
It's Eric Young and a bunch of other people that I don't know.
It's Eric Young, Nikki Storm,
okay,
Alexander Wolfe, and Sawyer Fulton. They will be revealed coming up, because last night they did the first round tapings of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Tournament.
Ooh, that's some barbecue right there.
Yes. The first round matchups are the Authors of Pain versus the Bollywood Boys.
Yeah.
Those are, what's their names?
The Authors of Pain?
No, the Bollywood Boys.
The two Indian dudes?
The Guru Brothers,
they're
right?
They're good, man, the Bollywood
Boys. Oh, they are.
Mm-hmm.
The Revival against Cedric Alexander and Cien Almas.
Ooh.
Alexander Wolfe and Sawyer Fulton versus Bobby Roode and Ty Dillinger. And TM61 versus Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss.
Oh, Sabatelli finally going to get on TV? You have to fuck it up for 6 months?
Yes, so that's your first, that's your tournament, and that's your first round matchups. For those that want to be spoiled, go find the results online. I myself did not want to be spoiled, so I didn't look at the results.
You know the marks did. Like, I know what it is already. Shut up. Yes. Shut up.
And from NXT, let's the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yes, I finally watched it today. All right,
so before we get into that, according to PWInsider.com, WWE is throwing around the idea of having a women's tournament, much like the Cruiserweight tournament.
I'm glad you brought that up. I have a problem with it.
Okay.
You already have two women's titles.
Correct.
And most of them are Cruiserweights anyway. Like a third of them. I mean, outside of Nia Jax, nobody else, she can't be in the Cruiserweight division because she's 6'5" and 280 pounds.
Right.
But everybody else is under 200 pounds and can be Cruiserweights. So unless you take the entire Divas, whatever you call them now, take all the women, you already have two women's belts on two different brands. Why would you inundate yourself and put a third fucking women's Cruiserweight title?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a Cruiserweight. They just had a women's tournament similar to the Cruiserweight.
So you give a nice little trophy and a medal?
That
I can live with. Don't give me another belt. I don't want another belt.
Yeah, so they said there's no concrete plans, but if it does take place, it would be early 2017.
Yeah, okay. Then I have no problem with it.
Okay, so, yeah, how was that fucking finals, man?
You know, I was talking to Rob and Elaine, the Mandingo brothers, last week.
Right.
And I said, you know, Perkins is the man. And, you know, Filipino pride is in effect because, you know, they're very much Filipino, those two guys. Right. And I said, you know, the guy's 30-something years old. He's done the circuit. I said, wouldn't it be cool if he beat – I thought Kota Ibushi was going to the finals.
I thought it was – my final picks were Ibushi versus Sabre Jr. Right.
And I thought – listen, not for nothing, though. I like Sabre a lot, dude. I thought he had a great outing in that semifinal match. But, however, I really, really, really – I'm happy for TJ Perkins.
Me too.
And I'm glad that the Filipino people have something to go behind like that. I mean, it's cool when you have that kind of vibe. You know, we have a really big Filipino population here in New York. And it's a buzz right now. Even people at work that don't even watch wrestling know this kid. So
right. Now, how would you think differently if Triple H didn't introduce the belt? What would have happened? Because the finalists... Of the four finalists, only two had signed contracts, which were Gran Metalik and TJ Perkins. If Ibushi or Sabre Jr. had signed contracts, would they have the strap right now?
I'm going to say no. I think Triple H just brought these guys in for showcase. Now, we knew Kota Ibushi wasn't going to sign. Shining Wizards, Tony checking in with us. Hello, Tony.
And we have a Shining Wizards announcement, by the way. But before we go to break, I'll do that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't think he brought a lot of these guys in for showcasing. So I don't know. I don't think T.J. Perkins would have won. However,
you mean Ibushi or Sabre?
Yeah, I thought Ibushi was going to win the whole thing.
So did I.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, so that was interesting. But those matches, guys, if you haven't checked out the end of any of the tournament, go back and watch it. This was phenomenal.
Yeah, I told
fucking nominal.
I've been telling the kid all day since after school, dude, get in there and watch it. He's playing on fucking YouTube with the Minecraft gimmick. I want to slap him in his head.
So, following the tournament, oh, and by the way, did you catch all the references Ranallo was dropping?
Yeah, I did.
The one, my favorite was these two are doing more damage to each other than leaked emails.
Yeah, he's a little over the top, but he's still doable. He's still workable. I like Mauro Ranallo. I can't even say his fucking name, but I like the Canadian guy.
Yeah. So after the tournament, Mick Foley said, "I wish Daniel Bryan and Mauro Ranallo could come and call the action on Raw."
Ugh.
So Corey Graves, did you hear about this?
No, but I can imagine what the beef is now.
So Corey Graves said something to the effect that, well, why would you want that when you have somebody working the table that knows what they're talking about? So Mick Foley took to twit longer and kind of blasted him. Now, Mick Foley said the mention of having him on Raw is wishful thinking. In the real world, there's no chance that the general manager and the announcer of their competition would come over and call the matches. He feels that they brought an excitement and energy level to calling those matches, and he would like that to continue, is what he meant at it.
Why do people have to explain themselves? Just, you got a beef, just say it, man.
Right.
You know?
And he started off, he's like, "You're extremely knowledgeable about the product, and I'm happy with the job you're doing, though not thrilled with the sarcasm for the general manager from a member of the announce team."
Corey Graves, how about this? Let's play a nice game of hide and go fuck yourself, the Raw edition, okay? I'll give you a blindfold and a neck tattoo. How about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it is what it is. Now, while you were watching the network, did you see the commercials and the promos coming up? What's coming up?
For what?
And for anything. And there was a little voice heard in there of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I heard that, and then I read yesterday morning that they're hinting on bringing him back, possibly.
Yes.
So as long as he can keep his dick in his pants and, you know, not make any more videos, he'll be fine.
Or comments. You know, the racist kind. You're not on our show, Hogan. You can't be doing that.
Chunky Larry checking in from Geeks in the Industry. What's with the Minecraft YouTube videos? Yeah, dude, I don't get it. These kids are, like, hooked on it, dude. I have the parental guided the settings on it because some of these dudes are, like, these British dudes are, like, swearing off, and I just, why you have to curse playing Minecraft? But that's beside. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the kid. Listen, I guess they said the same thing about me when I was a kid playing with He-Man. So I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, you know what?
Hey, Ram Man, you want a Ram Teela tonight?
Yeah. No, come here, Man at Arms. No. No. Seriously, I have no issue with Hogan coming back at all. As long as he just keeps his dick in his pants, not making any more videos with right. Bubba's wife.
And so, with Hogan coming back, we're going to switch over to another company that he ran, TNA. In the female division, Rebel has her contract expired, and she left and is no longer there. She went to mainly wrestling in OVW now.
I hope that all works out for her.
I hope her vag isn't hurting still. You know about that, right?
Vaginas, yeah.
For those that don't know about it, go back and watch one of the episodes about somewhere between 3:10 and present of Botchamania.
Hello, gorgeous.
And there's a match in there where Rebel is fighting this woman, and she puts this like leg hold on her, and all of a sudden, the woman yells, "My vag hurts."
Hello, gorgeous.
And the ref says, "What did you say?" And she says, "I said my vag hurts."
Puffy.
And this is on TV.
You touched naughty parts. You touched He-Man's naughty parts. I did. I did, Douglas. But, with Ram Man's axe. I'm sorry. Not, sorry, guy.
With her leaving, that left an empty spot that has been filled.
A spot? Not a liver spot.
Not your dog
not
spot.
Not your dog spot, but a spot.
A Rasta spot.
A Rasta spot.
And you know who filled it?
No.
Eden Styles.
Oh, that's
Cody Rhodes' wife, yeah. Brandi Runnels, has signed a contract to wrestle with TNA.
Did I tell you I love her shitlocker, man?
Oh, God, yeah.
I know she doesn't have a shitlocker like JoJo, and I had this conversation.
JoJo's got a fucking ledge back there.
No, because Surf was like, oh, she's no JoJo. I said, we're not comparing black asses tonight. I'm just telling you I like Cody Rhodes' wife's ass. She has a nice shitlocker. So, I don't know. I'm sorry. Yeah. So you know what? She was working for a while, right? Wasn't she?
Before she was working as his personal ring announcer.
No, I'm talking about before she even married.
I think she was in Tough Enough, maybe, something.
Yeah. Eden Styles is hot. Harry checking in from the UK. Oh, you're back from the pub, mate, you fucking cunt. Hello.
Harry.
You fucking slag. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, governor.
Have a pint on me.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, that was that. And, where are we here? Next, Kalisto, wondering where he's been on TV. He's out with a back injury.
Zero fucks given.
Exactly. I didn't even know he was fucking gone until I came across the article. Before we hit the sad news, Roderick Strong.
Roddy. Well, we know he was coming. I mean, it was a matter of time.
Well, if he's coming, you better get him a towel.
Yeah, coming. Only
but he signed a deal with NXT.
Yeah. Mr. ROH is now Mr. NXT.
Yes, sir.
Dude, that's his gimmick, dude. He has to keep that gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
He has to keep that gimmick, Mr. NXT. That's how it's going down tonight.
But. And in sad news, what's this kid's name? Jonas Snyder.
Oh, that's the kid from
the school. He was in training to be a wrestler at Seth Rollins' school, and he passed away. A lot of people are... He had a cardiac arrest, which is basically a heart attack, correct?
Yeah.
And he passed away. He complained to the trainers that he didn't feel good, so they had him sit down and rest. And when he didn't get better, they called 911. When EMTs got there, he went into cardiac arrest and was pronounced dead at the hospital. A lot of people on social media were saying, this is not good for Rollins. This is not good for Rollins. He's always hurting people. I'm sorry. The only way Rollins is at fault is if this was a disclosed medical condition and he let him do it. If this was undisclosed, if the kid had a condition, or if this was a one-off thing, there's nothing you could say bad about Seth Rollins.
You know what?
Yes.
We talked about this, too. I'm not. You can't blame Seth Rollins for the kid having a medical condition. Okay? You can't. And Bret Hart doing the article was... Why can't he just shut up?
Because he wants... He's a fucking idiot.
He's just shut up, dude. Like, he's got the status where he can pretty much run where he wants to run and be where he wants to be. He has that. He has a name. He's still kind of sort of relevant in terms of legends type shit. But, dude, shut up already, man. You're an old lesbian-looking motherfucker. You look like you're a roadie for fucking Melissa Etheridge. Come to my window, you know?
Right. And just so you guys know, if you haven't read the article... Brett said, I've trained students for over 40 years, and my family has trained some of the most well-known superstars of all time for more than 70 years, and never has a student been seriously injured, let alone die.
Right, because you know what they did? They fucking threw him in a basement, a padded basement with Stu Hart, and they stretched him out. I'm going to stretch out, eh? You fucking hoser.
And he says, likely it was more cardiovascular related, but therein lies another issue. Rollins is a fantastic CrossFit athlete that trained for years to have the conditioning he does. He can't logically expect everyone off the street to have the same conditioning right away. So he's saying that Seth Rollins worked this kid too hard and this is what happened.
Pastor said Brett looks like Penny Marshall.
Wow.
I wish I had the fucking Laverne and Shirley queued up. I didn't even know who was going to do that to me.
Wow. Holy shit.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Hold on a second, because now we're getting it. I'm sorry. We have to stop.
Well, while you're looking, I'm just going to continue reading and telling about this. He also called for WWE to release Seth Rollins because of this and the injuries he's caused in the past. Brett, seriously, shut the fuck up. Go back to doing your fucking chenille schlovable on your fucking Canadian, what's that stuff called, poutine. And we don't want to hear from you. As a matter of fact, I will give Matt E. Legend $5 if he drives to Canada and kicks Bret Hart right in his fucking vag.
Shabala, Haas and Pep Incorporated. I'm sorry. That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
I think I found the name of the episode tonight.
Squires, if you will, please do us the honors.
No, don't make us Laverne and Shirley. No. Fucking gave an idea now, thanks. Photoshop Squires there, PSS. Go ahead.
Actually, I gave him another idea.
Oh,
and it's going to be a good one if he follows through with it.
Okay.
The last thing I got here, because it's been a slow news week, is Paige.
My house now.
Well, she released a statement saying she did not fail due to a bad drug test. She failed because of the timing the test was done in was not within the parameters that were set. She passed the test. She says, I arranged said test to happen after I wasn't home when Aegis contacted me, so I drove 200 miles to do it. Unfortunately, I didn't do it in the time according to Aegis.
No, please.
She's not leaving the WWE.
Oh, darn.
She's looking forward to coming back to action, but a lot of people were reporting that she was going to be back on Raw this week. But at this time, the last thing I saw was she was still not medically cleared, but you never know what happened, you know. They can clear her at 7:59 on Monday night.
Nobody cares.
So if she comes back, I wish her the best of luck. And with that said, Alberto Del Rio did make his first post-WWE appearance last night.
El Patron.
And what culture, professional wrestling in Newcastle, England?
Hello. Yeah, Newcastle beating fucking Chelsea today, 2-1. What's up with that, man? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nope, so that was pretty much it.
No, not Newcastle. I'm sorry, Liverpool. But fuck Newcastle too. Fuck them all. Fuck them. Fuck Man United. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
With that being said, a couple weeks ago, if you remember, on the page, I was kidding around with you and your wife and showed that you could get a voicemail left from Diane Hartsmith for $25.
Wait. Before you get into that, you want to talk CM Punk real quick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's talk CM Punk real quick.
Good.
Let's see if we can do it quicker than his match. We failed.
Hey, Harry, I fucking corrected myself, all right? You fucking slag. Eat a bag of fried dicks, all right? You drunken Brit. I love you. Anyway, what do you call it? Yeah. So, of course, Mickey Gall fought CM Punk last week, and everybody was like, oh, CM. And, like, the hardcore community was giving him mad love, man. Mad love. They were like, oh, CM Punk, my dog, PMA, New York Hardcore for life. And I was like, you guys know he's going to get his fucking face caved in, right? But he didn't get his face caved in. He tapped out. Didn't even get a punch on. So, it was a flawless victory.
Toasty!
So, listen, I'll be brief, Scott. You can give your opinion as well. I'm more mad at CM Punk's not in WWE anymore, or wrestling, period, because I like him better in it. I like him better in a squared circle, not the octagon.
Right.
That's first of all. Second of all, I wanted him to lose to just get him humble. I mean, if he's 37 years old, it took him 2 years to get in fighting shape, and he's in the hardest division in the fucking Fed, dude. Welterweights are like the coup de grace of mixed martial arts, okay? Well, they were. I don't know if they are now. I don't follow it as hard as I used to. But, like, you're 37 years old, and you're fighting a kid who's 24 years old and could possibly be the future of that division, okay? Then I heard he got $500,000, and Gall, he got $30,000. I don't think Gall got $30,000. I'm sorry. I don't know if Punk got $500,000, that's because a gazillion people bought that pay-per-view to watch him fight.
Exactly.
And I thought the Overeem fight was better. Verdum kicked him in the face. You saw that, dude?
Yeah, when he came out, yeah.
He gave him, like, that round kick. I was like, whoa.
But, you know, well, that fight, when they stopped that fight because a dude's finger was dislocated, he should have forfeited.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's the CM Punk thing. I mean, what can you say? Fucking Gall beat his ass. Gall came out, you know, in the videos that they showed, he had trouble blocking the takedown, and that's what Gall did. He went for the takedown, got him down, and played his game. You know, Punk couldn't get the Anaconda Vice on him because he wouldn't let him, and there you have it. Punk, and he tapped out. It was it 214, 215, something like that?
Yeah, and what about the heavyweight champion, man, the fucking Croatian kid?
Oh, fucking Stipe Miocic?
Miocic, that's my man right there. I love that dude.
Dude, he was in a scare there for in the first minute when he got put in the fucking guillotine.
No, he handled his business, bro.
Yeah. Well, who did he fight? Was it, who was he? Who did he fight?
He fought Overeem, right?
Yes.
Right, sorry.
You were thinking of Verdum and Verdum Travis Brown.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, when he came out and gave him that flying kick to the face. But yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see afterwards when he was, Overeem was being interviewed by Joe Rogan?
Yeah, fuck him.
I thought he tapped out. Joe Rogan's like, showed the video twice. I didn't
see
where.
Yeah, show me. I didn't see it. No, he tapped.
Let's watch it again. You're going to show me this time, right?
Come on, dude. Overeem's he's a buster, man. He's a buster. He's a fucking. He's one of those pretty boys, man. He looks like a roadie for Milli Vanilli, you know?
Somebody forgot his number.
Okay, faggot. What's next?
Yeah. But come on, man. You know, but CM Punk. Come on, man. Swallow your pride. Knock up your girlfriend, your wife, I mean. Go back to wrestling. Make your money. You can still have at least one more good run in you. Go to Ring of Honor, man. Go fight in Ring of Honor, you know?
Yeah. Travel the world like Del Rio's going to do. Go to Mexico, England. Be a free agent.
Go to New Japan. Do something. Just wrestle again. I don't want to see you getting your face caved in anymore, mixed martial arts. You're a toolbox. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I understand. Listen, I applaud him for, first of all, I love how he hates wrestling, but he uses wrestling name and his theme music.
Well, he owns the rights to his name, so.
But still, like, you hate wrestling. Be Phil Brooks. Come out to Rancid or H2O or something. Don't come out to Cult of Personality. You know why he did that? Because I'm CM Punk. And that's what but you hate wrestling. But you'll come out to what you had. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a dick move, or as they say in the street, it's a douche move.
Yep.
You know, it's a D move. So good for him. Now let's get to the juicy shit. Go ahead.
Okay. So after I posted, I started looking through this website at other wrestlers and how much they charge. Yeah, Booker T charges $50 for a video. Kurt Angle charges $50. Hornswoggle charges $35. Josh Matthews charges $65.
So Hornswoggle, how much does Hornswoggle charge?
$35. He's half off.
It's half off, right? That's what I thought. Okay.
Right. Ring the bell. Josh Matthews charges $65.
Really?
Yes. And remember, I just said Kurt Angle charges $50.
But Josh Matthews charges more.
Yes.
People are paying for this too, right?
Yeah?
Yeah, of course they are.
DDP, $120.
Ooh, feel the bang.
Jake Roberts, $100. Yeah, 100. He must be buying the fucking Red Label shit.
Johnny Walker, red and blue and black, and I'm going to drink when DDP's not looking, because I'm Jake the Snake Roberts. I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right. You have Rikishi charging $50.
You got it, Oos.
Gail Kim, $100.
Ugh.
Billy Gunn, $50.
Billy Gunn, $50. He's an ass man.
Austin Aries, $60.
Oh, there you go.
Christy Hemme, 60.
He pisses. Dell said Josh Matthews could buy a new desk. Paying for celebrity voicemails, Jay.
Right. Now, you heard all these names so far. This is probably the most popular one out of it besides Austin Aries. Christopher Daniels, $25.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I'm talking. That's cheap. And yeah. He's relevant. Brodus Clay or Tyrus, $35. Eric Young, $35. Adam Rose, $45.
Hello.
Al Snow,
$40. Ugh.
Frankie Kazarian, $25.
So you can get the Addiction for $50.
Yes.
I would pay, honestly, if I was a fan of the Addiction, like if I was a hardcore fan, I would pay for, you know, like the $50 for the both of them. Say, you guys do it together.
Yeah. Now, you remember Ashley Massaro?
Yeah, she fucking was supposed to come on our show and she backed out the last minute.
Like, $100.
That dish rag.
Right?
Right.
Greg Corona Jones, favorite referee / general manager, Brad Maddox, $20.
Yeah, and you get a taco with that.
Medusa, $25.
Medusa Maselli, the monster truck lady now.
Yeah. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, $49.99.
That's dope. He takes a penny off. Oh!
Phil's favorite old school wrestler and AM radio personality, the Honky Tonk Man.
Fuck him.
$75.
No, I don't want to do AM FM radio. Thank you very much. Then I show up on Colt Cabana's podcast. I hope you have the fucking diarrhea shits forever. He was on Lucha Underground last week. He was the prison.
He was on there again, I think, this week.
What a fucking asshat.
Who's this one? Mean Gene, $35.
See, I would get that. Just to have him say, I pay Mean Gene $35 to say turnbuckle throwbacks. Come on. I think we should do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. We can.
Yes.
We'll talk about this off the air.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right. $25 gets you Vince Russo.
No. Eat dick.
All right. So we could spend $25 on Tatanka?
Ooh, I would. I like Tatanka. Tatanka, I saw Tatanka fight last year. He was still good.
Everybody saw him fight at fucking WrestleMania.
No, I'm talking about at an indie show in Jersey. Over here. He fought Chris Dickinson.
Okay.
Yeah. He could still go, Tatanka. I don't know. I mean, well, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't bad in that match. Terrible, I saw him in on TV.
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
That was best Heenan line ever.
Of course it was.
Everybody's favorite lonely autographer, Virgil.
Fuck him. How much does he charge?
$75.
Of course he does. He wanted to, he tried to get money out of me and Eddie one night. And he was like, and he had a replica $1 million belt, and it was held up by twisty ties.
Wow.
I told him to go fuck his hand. I did. Ask Eddie, he'll tell you.
Oh man.
Pastor Dell, is that food stamps for Brad Maddox?
Big Van Vader, $100.
Oh, see, if it was $35, I would pay for Big Van Vader.
Well, $35 will get you Sandman.
Yeah, but will he be? He'll probably be polluted too. I don't want a drunk Sandman. I'm paying for this shit.
Teddy Long is a yardstick, $100.
Teddy, oh, holla, 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 holla!
Make a tag team match on that message.
That's funny shit, dude.
Now, Kevin Thorne, $35.
Wait, stop. Kevin Thorne, the ECW guy, would I want to be a vampire?
Yes.
Stop.
Who's this? Brian Knobb, $60.
That dude's a piece of shit.
Road Warrior Animal, $65.
So that's worth it.
Now, I'll get back to him, because he wasn't on there the last time I looked, and he overtook who the most expensive person. Now, I told Phil earlier, the most expensive person, as of the last time I looked before tonight, was a female who never wrestled but was in TNA.
Do you want a drum roll before you do this, or?
Do you want to hazard a guess?
Wait, she was in TNA and didn't wrestle?
Correct.
Is it Dixie Carter?
No.
All right. Drum roll?
Drum roll.
Okay.
Brooke Hogan, $200.
Wait, stop.
You're out of your fucking tits, girl.
Wait a minute. $200 for her?
$200 for Brooke Hogan.
I better get a handy and a fucking tasty cakes with that.
Right? Now, compared to Velvet Sky, who's 25.
She's got a nice shit locker, too.
Yes.
Is Bubba still hitting that?
Yes, he is.
Oh, God bless him. God bless that man.
ODB, $25. Ooh, now, that might be a fun promo to cut.
Now, wait a minute. $25, does she do a video, too?
Yes.
See, I want a topless. Or at least give it to me in a bra. And then we'll make audio of it, of course. But
right.
Yeah.
Then you have DJ Z.
Funkmaster Flex Night. Sorry.
$10.
That's awesome. He gets a toasty.
Toasty! Robbie E, $12.
Yeah, that dude's a fucking waste of space, too. Oh, man.
Rockstar Spud, 25.
No, he's still relevant, that guy, right?
Nah, he's still in TNA, never right? was. He's still in TNA, but...
Java Junkie said a lot of women didn't wrestle in TNA.
Terry Runnels is 35.
Oh, Madison. What is the name? What was her name? The York Foundation?
Terry Runnels.
Alexandria York. Yeah, and she yes. Yeah, okay.
And then you have Eddie Edwards, 35.
Oh.
Davey Richards, 35.
Didn't one of them marry Hatchet Face? Not the one that just died either. One of them married Velvet Sky's old partner.
Oh, Angelina Love? I think that's Eddie Edwards.
Ooh, I wouldn't fuck that with your dick and Maddie Legend pushing.
No.
Ugh.
Now, the girl who I think has one hell of a fucking body, Taylor Hendricks.
That's your boo right there.
Oh, $30. $30.
Toasty!
Hello, gorgeous.
Maybe for Will Morgan's birthday, $35 will get Santana Garrett.
Hello, gorgeous.
Just Incredible we did. Who else is here? Marty Bell.
I can get Just Incredible to come on. He was a stablemate.
Nice.
Yeah, we probably get him on. And I'm not even bragging about that. Justin's a friend of the Shining Wizards. I'm sure if we give him a call, he'll come on and talk some wrestling with us. He's a good dude.
Joel Gertner, 25.
Another guy we probably don't have to pay for. But Joel, Joel Gertner just got married the other day, so God bless him.
Congratulations, Joel.
He's got a really nice wife, too. I met her several times at some of the shows. Nicest lady in the world. So Joel is a friend of ours, a friend of the show. I talk to him all the time on social media. Every time I try to get him on a show, he's always busy. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Scott.
All right. Sabu, did I mention him before?
No.
$100.
And you get a syringe with that, too.
And a fucking piece of his hip.
Oh, a piece of his hip. Ooh.
Yes.
You get free base off the hip.
You fucking put it in a microwave and the whole house gets high.
Oh. Toasty.
Toasty. And now, the most expensive person.
Okay, another drum roll?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Because I hope this is a typo.
It's probably not, dude.
You can request your video of this person for a mere $500.
Ooh, five bones. Talk to me.
For $500, who would you guess would be?
See, I would guess Ric Flair.
Well, Ric Flair, we did another show about a year ago. It was like 75 or 100.
Okay. I don't know. Who is it?
Well, when it comes to this person, you don't want to mess with him because he's a country boy.
Oh, that could be anybody, though. Sid Vicious.
Dude, I gave you the biggest hint in the world. I gave you his fucking theme song.
Oh, wait a minute. Hillbilly Jim is $500?
Hillbilly Jim.
It took me 30 seconds to catch that. I'm sorry. I've been drinking. Wait a minute. Hillbilly Jim is $500?
$500.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hillbilly Jim. I just posted the link to the page in the chat room.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
That is fucking insane.
Of course it's insane.
Considering Brutus Beefcake is only 75.
Ugh. Fuck him, too.
Right?
Ugh.
Mark Miro is 50.
Oh, dude, my mom is checking in. Say hello.
Hi, Mama Raya.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, dude, that $500 for Hillbilly Jim. That's ridiculous, dude.
For the hick from Mudlick. Yes, Nature Boy. I would pay $500 for a Dusty Rhodes video if he called me up right now live. I would drop $500.
Yeah, if he was still alive.
No, I want it now. I want him that he's dead. For alive, I give him $250.
Yo, if I gave Ric Flair money, I want him to do this.
When you get on Space Mountain, you'll be like this.
He's got to do that, and then that's what we're going
to
pay
Jabba
him for.
Junkie wants you to commit, what is that called? Polygamy.
I'm not marrying you, dude.
If you get Justin Credible, he's the proposal's on the table.
No, it's okay. You can listen in and send in your questions to turnbucklethrowbacks1@gmail.com or to myself or Kid Human at KidHuman616 at TBuckleTBacks on Twitter. We're not marrying men. That's another podcast. So, okay.
Shell pod?
Okay, faggot. What's next?
Just took the words out of my mouth. Oh, boy. Cheap plug for Shell Pod. That's our boy Greg.
But yeah, how crazy is that fucking list?
Dude, that's insane, man. I wouldn't. You know what? I do want to pay for Mean Gene, though. I'm sorry, dude. Just to have him.
I mean, that would be great to have him, you know, plug our show like that.
They got a clip on the Shining Wizards where you hear him go, fuck it.
I remember that interview.
Fuck it.
Put that cigarette out.
Put that cigarette down. Fuck it.
Did you watch the latest Botchamania when he was doing the interview and started laughing?
Oh, with Rick Rude, you mean? There's one where he's laughing with Rick Rude. It's hysterical.
He just starts laughing, and, you know, Matthew's like, Mean Gene corpsing and send for the man.
Dude, I've been watching these two YouTube channels from this one guy. There's two different people. Fuck it. Right? No, seriously, there's two guys. He's got house shows from the Spectrum, from the Garden, from the Cap Center in Maryland.
What?
Yeah, dude, I'll send you the link. His name is Richard something.
Okay.
The dude's got a gazillion things in there. He's amazing.
Wow.
But,
Yeah. So actually, on Botchamania, I caught Matthew yesterday on Twitter. He was posting about the CWC having great matches. He's like, Ibushi versus Kendrick. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, Tozawa versus Tozawa. So I thought it was like, Tozawa versus Tozawa. There's your botch.
There's your botch. There's your botch. Those guys are great, man. Those guys are great. I have, is it Botchamania? I have a book. It wasn't from them. I think it's from somewhere else. It's got the Kiss Demon on the cover. I got to pull it out of storage. It's hysterical. But anyway. All right, a few more things before we gotta take a break because we don't have to. We're on schedule actually.
Yeah,
but we're shooting shit a lot tonight. First of all, congratulations to our brothers at the Shining Wizards and our network home, Shining Wizards Network. They got, check this out, Nigel McGuinness, his podcast.
That's fucking awesome.
Yes, it's the My Unconventional Life with hello Nigel McGuinness, matchmaker of Ring of Honor. That fucking bloke.
My brother hates him. He calls him Nigel McGuinness fag.
Really?
No, Nigel McBritish fag.
Your brother hates on Nigel?
Yeah.
Oh, his stuff was amazing with the Pure title.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, I had no idea until I heard it on, what was it? It might have been Talk Brunch where they said he was Desmond Wolfe.
Yeah. You gotta go watch some of his stuff in Ring of Honor, man. He was great in Ring of Honor. He fought Bryan Danielson, he fought Kenta, he fought Kobayashi, he fought a bunch of guys. So go to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. We'll plug it at the end of the night like we always do. It's My Unconventional Life. They're on episode 18, I believe, and Bobby Fish from Red Dragon is the host, is the guest, I mean.
I mean, that's another one. I mean, it's so easy to get these guys since they work for you, basically.
Yeah, so congrats. And listen, it's a big deal, and the Wizards got some good press this week because they had Tyson Dukes on their podcast last week.
Fresh off the CWC.
Yeah, so it's picking up some steam, so congrats to them, our brothers over there from another mother. And everybody's doing big things, man. All of our shows that we're affiliated with are doing, and even the ones that we're not affiliated with are doing really big things. So just...
And another, their boy Kurt Hawkins was in the SmackDown Dark match.
Shout out to Kathy Hummer.
Kathy Hummer.
was sitting ringside at SmackDown on Tuesday with a Turnbuckle Throwback sign.
Yes.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm trying to find it on. I told her if I see it on TV, she's going to get a prize.
I saw the Baza is awesome sign on TV, though.
Yep, Baza is awesome. Shout out to Baz. And Shining Wizards had a sign, and Midnight Jury had a sign. Shout out to Midnight Jury, too, by the way. I was tech talking with Mike the other day and shooting shit with him.
I was shooting shit with him. Was it him, Dan Lopez, and Jay Baca the other night?
Yeah, I saw that.
That he was talking about like putting up like Becky Lynch, and then and then Dan Lopez puts up the Nicole Bass picture, and I was like, "You gotta warn a motherfucker when you put that picture up."
You know, she lives in my mom's neighborhood, right? Where my mom lives now.
Oh,
she goes to Middle Village, Maspeth area.
Oh, talking about property value going down.
Yeah, she's had a hard life too, man.
Her face had a hard life.
Hello, gorgeous. Hello.
No.
Hello, gorgeous.
No, it's more like, remember like those cartoons where the wolf would see like
his eyes would pop out? Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is that? I'd rather fuck the red sneaker monster.
Hello, nurse. Hello. All right, listen, let's take a break. I'm going to drain the lizard, check the kid, make sure he didn't set the house on fire.
Well, you're still here, so you didn't fall through.
Yeah, I didn't fall through yet. Yeah, so we'll take a quick break. We got a really cool throwback for you tonight. And we have some, like, the show's the next couple of weeks, and I don't really like to brag. Or as AA would say, I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot, toot. We're tooting our own horn. We got some good stuff coming to start with tonight. So
yeah,
hang with us. Don't leave. You two in the Facebook chat. Hang out with me for 5 minutes. I'm going to go.
Can we ban Greg from the fucking chat room?
I don't have that. But why? Why? Why?
Did you click that link?
No, I didn't click. Hold on. Do I have to? Is it bad?
Just click the link and ban them.
Oh, God! What the fuck is wrong with you, Greg? Where's my... Oh, wait a minute. You're getting a special sound. Hold on a minute. Where's my sound? Oh, God. Fucking sound. I need a producer in here to do my soundboard for me. This is for you, Greg.
You sick freak!
All right, listen. Take a quick break. Plug off friends. Get wet the whistle. Kid Human's going to have a stogie.
Yes.
In England, to be sucking on a fag.
Calm down, Greg.
Anyway.
In all seriousness, you're awesome, man. You take this, you know, you kid around. We love you for it, man. Seriously, thank you.
Yeah, I would never. We can't. There's not a serious bone in my body right now. All right? So my mom's listening. So, Mom, hang out with us. Don't leave because you're going to hear some good stuff. Actually, you're always going to hear some good stuff.
Look at that. Now he's putting pointy cocks in the chat room.
This dude's a freak, man. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We are live on rantemradio.com. And Lord Alfred Hayes will take us to the break. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Lord.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, you. Thank you so much for downloading this. We really appreciate it. Please continue to support the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast by going to iTunes and Stitcher and leaving a review. Go to turnbuckletheroadbacks.com, get all of our back catalog, as well as all of our friend shows. Go to rantemradio.com, click on the live link every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and of course all of our friend shows over there as well. We have 4 different t-shirts. You want to rock our gear? Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckletheroadbacks. Get the fresh gear right now. Of course, as always, thank you so much for supporting the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We appreciate it. And we love you all. Peace.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. 4 hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audioboo, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at shiningwizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly uncensored and anti-PC look at entertainment, pop culture, professional wrestling, and current events. We also do a weekly top 10 list and fan casting. You can find our show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or the Satchel app for Android, or you can download direct from Libsyn. So come on out of your safe space and join us in the real world, won't you?
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
The following announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order.
Forget about that. You just brought up
Gary Hart will whip his ass.
Tony C just brought up Ike Turner. How awesome was Lawrence Fishburne in that movie?
Oh, excellent.
I'm sorry to get off topic, but he was amazing.
Played that role. Nah. I got San Antonio. Nah. I can have you. Stop now.
Ike said he only hit her once.
He beat her with a shoe.
Not even.
He said he only smacked her once.
He smacked her once, but he hit her with everything else.
I hit her with everything, but the kitchen sink now, dog.
Did you see that? You see that look in his eye?
Now he's more of a man than rage.
Ooh, wait a minute now.
Oh, yes, Wax.
Wait a second. This is the co-host of the Wrestling Colon Show. Yes, Wax.
That was all so right. Disrespectful.
All right.
Nah, I can't have you.
That's why your girl's about to get eliminated from the Amazing Race.
You see that? I've never questioned your manhood, Rage.
Bullshit, you didn't, Surfer.
Tony.
You never ever questioned your manhood.
You did it. Yo, you always do it.
How?
The preceding announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order. The Wrestling Call-In Show, every Saturday evening on RantEMRadio.com.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ric Flair delivered the surprise that he promised. It looks like the fans are very appreciative of the fact that Ole and Arn Anderson are with the Nature Boy. Well, the bottom line is, you bet! Kind of like it is, the wrestling world needs to be shaken up. There are some people disguised as wrestlers running rampant in this sport that need to be turned inside out. And when you want to turn people inside out, you ask for the Andersons. They're here, my friends. And Muda, Luger, make no mistake, in the Omni Wednesday night, nobody's going to interfere in my match. Woo! So you're going to be in the Omni Wednesday night?
Sure, I'll tell you what, there's one big thing that's missing in the world today, and that's law and order. Now, who in the world is going to be a better sheriff? Who's going to keep law and order better than the Wrecking Crew back in business? The Four Horsemen they talked about were dead and gone. Well, here's the people right here that'll tell you all day long. We're back. Gary Hart, Luger, all your henchmen out there, Hart, Sawyer, and Muda, and the Dragon Master, bring all of those boys down there to the Omni, to wherever you want.
Mr. Hart, you want to jump on these dogs in our backyard? Our backyard is the NWA. It started here, and by God, it's going to finish here. A la carte, the Four Horsemen. Thank you.
And we're still live.
I wish I could sing like Rob Halford. Maybe if you kick me in the balls. Pain killer. Judas Priest. Yeah. Pain killer. Anyway, all right, we're back. Turnbuckle throwbacks.
Yes.
Live on Rant EM Radio. All right, we're back now. Couple of programming notes for you knuckleheads. Next Sunday, 7 o'clock, right here on a rant, I'll throw the live feed on there too. Myself and the Kid Yuma will be hosting the WWE Clash of the Champions pre and post show.
Yes, sir.
So you probably won't hear any predictions next Friday because we're going to save them for Sunday.
I will run down the card for those that can't be with us.
Right. Oh, well, on Friday you will.
Yes.
Okay, right. Yeah, and, oh, yeah, and we just worked it out. Not this Friday coming up, the next Friday, which is the 30th.
Right, not the 23rd.
The 30th. We have a very special start time for Turnbuckle Throwbacks. So we're going to do, here's how this is going down. I'm going to be exhausted. I'm pulling a double A that night. We're going to have 6 to 8. Eastern Standard Time, obviously. 6 to 8 will be Turnbuckle Throwbacks, right? From
yes.
8 to 9, we're going to have the pre-show for Ring of Honor's All-Star Extravaganza 8 pay-per-view. Okay? And then the pay-per-view will be from 9 to midnight, and then we'll be back for the post-show. So if you order the pay-per-view, or if you're a fan of Ring of Honor, you're going to get a shit ton of myself and Scott the next couple of weeks. And if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. If you don't like it, you
should. Fucking bad.
Too fucking bad over here. Mean you got a personnel. Anyway, I tell you, man, we got a lot of. I'm working it out with the brass today at Rant Entertainment Media, which means I'm just talking to Double A on Messenger. and Double A is working on a schedule for the holidays, and there's a lot of stuff going on, man, between the Rant, the Shining Wizards, and we'll plug all that stuff at the end of the show. I want to say a quick shout out to our boy Josh from the 110 crew. We had a baby.
Oh, congratulations,
boy.
Josh.
Baby boy, name is Duke.
There you go.
That's hard. Naming your kid Duke, that's gangster.
Yeah.
And sad note, shout out to our boy Fi and his wife. They lost their dog Champ. Fi is a long time friend of ours, mine and Scott. Also, my tattoo.
23 years I've known Fi.
Yeah, I've known him a little less.
No,
than
25.
You
holy
got,
shit!
Yeah, you got a couple. You got. Well, I hit 20 in '96, so you got at least 5-6 more years on me with him. You guys all grew up together.
Well, I worked at Roy Rogers with Snake and Andrea Forbian. So that's how I met them all.
Shout out
and
to
then,
Snake and Andrea and all the crew.
I hung out with them, played some football with them here and there, but then I really didn't see them until I started hanging out with Sinisi again back in like 95.
Which is when you met me.
Yes.
In 96, I believe it was.
Yes.
95, 96, so. Ah, what a tangled web we weave. So, you know, just our condolences. I know losing a pet sucks. When I lost my Aussie boy, I was very upset.
Yeah, I've lost plenty of dogs in my life.
Yeah.
Had to give some away. They passed away.
like you know, we lost our family dog back in the day. That was terrible. Like when you lose a pet, they're like family, dude. You know?
Yeah.
They're like family.
You know, I mean, of all the things I've ever seen on Facebook, the one that holds the most true is a dog is the only thing that loves you more than it loves itself.
It's true. Even cats to an extent. I know cats are very independent, but I've been lucky. The last couple of cats I've had are like they're like humans, especially my older boy, my boy Augie. He's a good boy. Bruce is still a kitten. He's still making his way, but Augie's like 3 or 4 years old now, and he's like a lap dog, you know, and he's so loyal and he's so comforting, and like every time he won't even let me sit down without greeting me. He greets me every morning, every night at the door. When I wake up in the morning, he's waiting for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's that kind of, it's like it's almost having a dog.
Right.
So anytime you lose a pet, you know, like, I miss my dog Rags. And, like, you get emotional because, you know, it's they're family, dude. They're family. You have a dog now, right?
I have two. I have two. Lando and Mara Jade.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, all Star Wars names.
Yeah, I remember, I knew you had Lando. I didn't know you had another dog.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how it is, man. I ain't got to tell you.
Yeah.
So
Lando's old and just.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming. That sucks.
Yeah, but you know it could be 5-6 years. It could be tomorrow.
Right. You never know. You never know. It's how they hold up. And so shout out to our boy, the big ugly, Mr. FIE, on the loss of his pooch. Anyway, all right. So, are you ready for a throwback or what?
Yeah, man, let's do this. Let's serve them.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Yeah, I love our intro.
Yeah, 18 years is a long time to have any pet, Greg.
Yeah, it is.
That's child support.
She said child support. Okay, so let's talk about the National Wrestling Alliance and 1989. This was the transition time when they were going into WCW. You had guys bouncing back and forth. You had, guys that were there initially, and then they left. And then you had budding stars. Like, you know, Sting was at that point. He was big, and, you know, he was feuding for the title. He was champion at that point. And it was a weird time, you know?
Yeah.
Because guys weren't getting guaranteed contracts, like, you know, and Vince wasn't giving guys guaranteed contracts. Only a couple of top guys had contracts like that. So, you know, this transitional time in that frame was real pivotal in terms of top talent. So, you know, let's just rewind a bit to mid 87, right? So Anderson and Blanchard, obviously, you know, tag team champions, NWA, Four Horsemen, you know, and then they had Arn was national heavyweight champion, Tully was the U.S. champion. This goes back and forth. Then right around the end of the year, Starrcade, Ric Flair had lost to Ronnie Garvin, and, you know, they were feuding, and then the Horsemen were feuding with, like, the Road Warriors, the Midnight Express, the Rock and Roll Express, that kind of thing. So now Luger, by the end of the year, had left. They got Barry Windham after the turn when Windham and Luger teamed up against, and then they turned and they got him in like, 88 or whatever it was. So now, even though Anderson and Blanchard were big dogs in Crockett's little territory, there was money issues. Now, despite all the hype that you heard, Ric Flair and the Horsemen were probably the top draw of that company. Because they were the top heels almost the entire time. Okay? What people don't know is that they weren't getting paid. It's almost like a top guy getting signed to NXT and they, like, you know, it's almost like Nakamura getting signed to NXT, but he wasn't getting that, you know, that raw money like he's getting now.
Right, and there was no merch to supplement income either back then.
They sold T-shirts.
Only at the events. It wasn't like you could...
Right.
No catalogs as it was back then. There was no online shops. You might have been lucky enough to find a Flair shirt or a Hogan shirt, but that was about it in stores.
The Horseman had a couple of T-shirts, a satin jacket, and vitamins. They sold vitamins in the back of the wrestling magazines. So, hold on. My sister Natalie wants a woo. Can we give her a woo?
Woo! Woo!
All right, we got Jade on that.
I thought you wanted a live woo.
No, you got. Since now she got two of them. It's okay. It's
double
all right.
Woo.
Double woo. Anyway.
Sounds like a good Chinese restaurant. Maybe it's a Chinxican.
Oh, ring the bell, ring the bell. You got Tony C in him. So, you know, so anyway, there's a beef about money. And they were, apparently Anderson and Blanchard claims they were grossly underpaid. And called shenanigans. And their last match was in, like, fall of 88 when they dropped the tag team titles to Midnight Express. They lost them on TV. And the Midnight Express at the time were the U.S. champions and the World Tag Team champions. They left. They left the company. So now, here I am, 14 years old, sitting in Madison Square Garden. I hear Vince, what's his face?
Howard Finkel.
Finkel, the Fink. Mentioned that Bobby Heenan's bringing a new tag team, and he didn't say who it was. And I'm like, oh, man, who could it be? I didn't think Anderson and Blanchard. No, first of all, let's get this straight. There was no internet, kids. There was no fucking dirt sheets, man. There was none of that stuff.
You had two magazines, a WWE magazine and Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Well, you had the three. Well, yeah, you had the Aptimag, and then you had the Wrestler. Pro Wrestling Illustrated, The Wrestler, Inside Wrestling, and then like Scott said, you had WWF Magazine. Now, you didn't have any rumors, you didn't have Lords of Pain or Gerwig and all this nonsense. What you know, wait a minute, she said she hates the Nature Boy. Now you're getting it again.
Woo!
Fuck with
Woo!
Me. It's my show. It's my show. All right, Natalie?
It's right here, my nigga.
Right. So.
Right here, my natty.
That's right. So, the thing was, too, 89, so Nature Boy goes, so 89 NWA was current TNA? Kind of, sort of, but they still had top draw there. You had the Midnight Express, you had Ric Flair, you had Sting, you had the Road Warriors, you still had guys in place over there.
It was probably like 08, 09 TNA.
Right, exactly. So,
when they had Joe and Styles and Kaz and Daniels.
Yes,
and,
yes, exactly. So now, they show up and become the Brain Busters.
Yes.
And you're like, whoa! And they won the tag team titles, and they fought Demolition, and they had that amazing match with the Rockers. They ended Demolition's 478-day reign as tag team champions.
Pretty much as soon as they came in.
Right. So, of course, luck have it, Tully Blanchard liked the Booger Sugar way too much. And he got tested positive for cocaine at a house show in Philadelphia and was fired pretty much on the spot. And this was before they did wellness testing. They did drug testing randomly here and there, and they knew he had a problem. Then they bagged him for coke, and then they fired him. So Tully leaves. Blanchard, after testing positive for cocaine, left. Now it's December 89, and Tully wanted to go back by himself, but he couldn't because he got popped for coke. So what does Double A do? Shows up on now Ted Turner's World Championship Wrestling. And as you heard before, you heard the return. Ric Flair was a face at this point, and he was feuding with Terry Funk and the JTEX Corporation. JTEX was the mastermind Gary Hart, and he had the Dragon Master, but Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer, and of course, the Pearl of the Orient, the Great Muta. So he comes out, he has a surprise, and who was surprised? Not only was it on Anderson, but it was fucking Ole Anderson. It was the Minnesota Stretching Crow. So now, the table is set. Okay, now the Horsemen are back, kind of, sort of, there's three of them, you know? And it was a fun time. It was really cool to see them back. I wasn't never a big Ole Anderson fan to begin with, but I'm going to play you a promo of after they – because what I played in the beginning was Flair said I had a surprise for Gary Hart. He brings back the Andersons, and now you have the tables are turned out as a feud. And I'm playing – this is December – I want to say the late December of 89. So let's take you right to the interview spot with the three horsemen.
Well, I'm sure all these great fans here in Greensboro will agree with me. It's great to see the four horsemen back together in the National Wrestling Alliance. Nature Boy, Ric Flair, the world's champion. It's great to be among friends, is it not?
Rest assured, woo! We are reunited, and baby, it feels oh so good. The wrestling world knows the logo. They know the trademark. And most of all, they know big-time professional athletics when they see it. We've been champions. We've taken a great deal of pride in who and where and what we have accomplished in this sport. We're back together. It's a great feeling for me. I'm proud to be out here with two guys that I know are champions in the greatest sport in the world.
You know, a lot of people have had a chance to see all the pretty boys. And one thing about the Andersons, I don't think anybody ever accused us of being pretty. But one thing they know, when we get in the ring, we do something better than anybody else in the whole world. And that's wrestle. And that's why these people come here to see us now. The Andersons and Flair, the Wrecking Crew, the Four Horsemen, we're back. And we're going to do somebody in.
You're back home, Double A.
Jim Ross, four lives. Took four separate trails in the past 1 year. Everywhere I went across this country, everybody always said, where's Rick? Where's Ole? How could you leave the National Wrestling Alliance? I didn't really have an answer for them, but every week I looked at that TV and I kept abreast of what was going on. Ric Flair didn't call me. I called home. I'm coming home to stay this time, and things are going to change in the wrestling.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Woman and Doom right after this time.
Yeah, no. I have an answer Doom. For you.
Doom!
I have an answer for you. Money.
Yep.
Yeah. That was why he left. So now the stage is set. J-Tex is picking up some steam, okay? The Great Muta had won the television title. Natalie wants a link. All right, I can't type with the phone, kiddo, but it's
what does she want a link to?
Well, she's not in the chat room, she's in the Facebook chat.
Okay, so what she want a link
oh,
to?
Oh, she wants a chat to she wants a link to the t-shirts. So
oh, ours?
Yes, ours.
Okay.
Because my screen is like I have the phone tilted so I can't type it, but if somebody can give it the link.
I got it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Scott. All right, so the Great Muta had won the television title in a tournament, and he was the, you know, like the top guy at that point with the that was not U.S. champ, but world champ. Truth be told, the Great Muta was probably one of the best wrestlers on the roster, and, you know, it just set this up, and to see a television title match on TV. First of all, to see any kind of title match on live TV was kind of a rarity back in the day. Would that be, is that safe to say, Scott?
Yeah.
Like you didn't see a lot of, unless it was a Saturday Night's main event or a Clash of the Champions or really just a pay-per-view, you didn't see title matches on TV. And when you did, it was a big deal. So now it's Christmas time. Now it's New Year's. Now it's 1990. And we take you to January 2nd, 1990. And it was the Great Muta defending the World Television Championship against Double A Arn Anderson. Now, There's no argument. Every time we talk about Arn Anderson, whatever social circle we're in, if it's me and Scott, or if it's us in the rant, if it's the Talk Brunch guys, if it's it's the Shining Wizards, if it's any of these guys, and any time Arn Anderson's name comes up, he's one of those guys where it's the coulda, shoulda, woulda. Should have been world champ. Should have been U.S. champ. Well, he was national champion, I believe, and he was TV. I'm sorry, you were going to say something?
Him and Piper are probably, arguably, the best wrestlers that have never held a heavyweight title.
A heavyweight title.
Yes.
Correct. It sets up an intriguing match because this is not even polar opposites. These guys can both legit go. I can't tell you, and I know Greg's in the chat room. He's a big, strong star guy, like I am, like Mega Powers is, and a bunch of other guys that we roll with. I adore the great Muta. To me, Muta did no wrong. I love everything he did. I think he was amazing.
He opened a door for us to learn about that
because of the working agreement that New Japan and Old Japan had with the States at the time. They swapped more talent with these guys than WWF. WWF did like the Old Japan thing, but New Japan was all NWA. And when WCW went into the fold, they started getting guys and swapping talent. And if you see all the tours that were over there, they even made pay-per-views about them.
Yeah.
WCW. So this match, and when I sent Scott the match, I was giddy. Because this was one of the things where I just got cable. Like, our block just got cable. This is one of the first things I actually watched in my living room on my couch. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was cool shit. You know? But Arn Anderson, hands down, one of the greatest guys, like Scott said, not to have a world title. But in my eyes, the television title at points was the best belt on TV. No pun intended, because a lot of the top guys held it. That should have been world champions. Guys that held the TV championship were champions. Dusty Rhodes, Barry Windham, Sting.
Flair.
A bunch of guys. So, the TV championship has a ton of lineage. Like an ass ton of lineage. And this was a good match. And I wanted, since Scott the link, I was like, man, we got to do this match. We have to. Right? I mean, I thought, personally, it's probably one of my favorite matches of all time. And it wasn't even amazing over the top. It was well done.
Yeah.
For TV. You know? You were saying? I'm sorry.
I didn't say anything. I said I was just agreeing with you. It was definitely one of the best well-done matches for TV.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's our throwback tonight. Let's get into a little bit. It's not very long.
It was only about 11 minutes.
Yeah, I have the last 2 minutes of the match queued up as a clip. 2 minutes and 16 seconds.
Do you know what it starts off at? Because I have the whole match move by move.
You know what? I'm going to have to go into the clip. Hold on 1 second. You talk for a second. Let me pull up the clip.
All right. Yeah, like I sat down, I watched this match, and, first I watched the match and for its entirety. Then I'll go back and watch it again and take notes on it. I want to enjoy the match for what it is, what kind of angles it worked, how it went down. This way I'm not stopping and pausing it, writing, and, I want to enjoy the match.
That's what I did.
But, so the match opens up. It's for the TV title. It was JR and who was on the call with him?
Kevin Sullivan.
Kevin Sullivan was on the call with him.
Yep.
Starts off with Muta gets a go-behind waistline, a standing switch. They get separated by the headlock. Arn tries to roll him up for a quick two count. Muta goes out for a quick breather. Come back in and they lock up for a test of strength. Muta rolls through backwards and gets Arn in a double wrist lock, but Arn fights it out into an arm wringer, then turns it into his own wrist lock. Muta does a switch and reverses it. Arn rolls through and grabs Muta's legs. At this point, the Muta's crew comes down to ringside, Buzz Sawyer and the Dragon Master.
Right.
Arn is sitting there by himself, and JR's going on about how it's going to be a 3-on-1 match. Muta goes to the corner. They have a little huddle. He comes out and gives Arn an eye rake. He whips Arn into the ropes and misses, and Arn ducks under his standing kick and then stops and gets him in a suplex. Arn gets him in a side headlock, takes him down, and starts working on his arm. At this point, Muta reverses it and whips Arn into the ropes. He goes for another kick, but Arn catches the legs. And while he's standing there telling him, no, you missed, Muta gives him a reverse thrust kick to his grill. He drops an elbow on Arn, then tosses him outside the ring. Muta follows and takes his face and smashes it on the barricade. Now, this wasn't those padded barricades. These were those metal guardrail barricades.
Right. So go up to about the 12-minute mark.
Okay.
When everybody starts to interfere. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Right. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just letting
no
you
problem.
Know. Okay.
So where were they? Muta goes Arn back in, goes to the top rope, and hits him with a double axe handle.
Right.
Puts Arn into the corner and hits him with that springboard elbow, like the flip into the elbow.
Right.
Then he applies the cattle mutilation, which I think is a fantastic submission hold.
Very underrated.
Basically what it is, if you don't know about it, it's like if you're on the ground, Muta put him in a full Nelson while he's on the ground and then flipped over into a bridge, taking his shoulders and digging his head into the bottom while he's pulling up on his shoulders and neck.
Yes, it is.
Arn powers out of that move and mounts Muta and starts beating his ass. He whips Muta into the ropes. Muta ducks a punch and counters with a spinning kick to Arn again. Muta works on Arn while he's draped in the ropes. Arn gets up and beats on Muta a little bit. Muta then traps him in the corner, climbs up and, you know, does those 10-15 shots to the head. Arn then takes him and gives him an atomic drop a few times. Anderson takes over in a few corner shots and slams, then puts Muta in the chicken wing and gives him a body slam.
Yep.
Picks him up, puts him in the abdominal stretch, and then Muta. Now, back in these days, if you threw your opponent over the top rope, it was a disqualification.
Yes, when Bill Watts was booking the territory at the time, he had that rule. And that was a big thing, too, in, like, Mid-South and, like, Texas and, like, WCCW and stuff like that. Yeah, I think they even did it in Puerto Rico. If Uptown Georgie is listening, I think he can contest this, too. In some spots, if you throw a guy over the top rope, you can be disqualified.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
So while he was in the abdominal stretch, Muta made it to the ropes, but he dragged Arn over the top rope.
Yes,
he didn't throw him. He fell over and took Arn with him, so there was no DQ at this point.
Right.
While outside, he whips Arn into the barricade. They get back in, and Arn gets whipped and then kicks Muta. He gets whipped in the corner. Muta runs in and gets kicked. And then Arn gives him a spine buster. And at this point, Phil will hit play.
Yes.
He'll break the rules. He'll bend the rules and he'll break the bones. He'll do it in a heartbeat. The spine buster. The tide has turned. It's over.
I'm sorry. Jim Cornette was at ringside as well. I apologize. That wasn't Kevin Sullivan. Kevin Sullivan was in the when Flair was bringing the Andersons back. Jim Cornette was calling the action at ringside with JR. Sorry about that. Let me get back to that. Sorry.
It would take Superman, Batman, King Kong, and Godzilla. Oh, yes! Can you believe it? No! This crowd is stunned. He kicked out. I can't believe it. I cannot believe Arn Anderson came up.
Oh, what guts.
Muta can't believe it.
Muta
has got to be a little bewildered. Oh, karate kick. That may finish Anderson off. That may finish him off. He may go now for the moonsault. He's signaling for it. He's signaling for it. He's going to finish him off. Arn Anderson had his moment of glory. But in the end, the great Muta is going to show everybody he's going to be the world TV champion for a long time to come.
Here comes the moon.
Gentlemen, can't believe it. Jim Buzz Sawyer, he is beside himself. Buzz Sawyer, the madman, the great Muda, is stunned. Dragon Master is bewildered. And Arn Anderson, he's the new champion.
Muda went for the moonsault, but then it was the knees up and the DDT. One, two, three, a new champion. A new TV champion has been crowned. Don't go away. We'll be back on the power.
And there you have it. Now, good night to my sister. Thank you for listening. Love you guys. Thank you. My sister's going leaving now, so peace out. Thank you.
Good night, Natalie.
Good night, Natalie. We'll wrap this up soon anyway because it's almost time. But dude, let me just – I want to make a point of telling everybody the psychology in the ring. The great Muda can tell a story with his face. Now, even though he is wearing the face paint – his facial expressions are second to none. Like, when he's in compromising positions where he misses a spot or he gets a spot, you could tell that he is all in. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's... You could... Like, Great Muda, like, he just wears his emotions on his sleeve. He sells, takes amazing bumps. You know, it's just... For me, anyway, to watch this, it's like a prize fight. You know, it's like watching Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, these guys are coming to fight. You know, you know that the story's being told. They don't like each other, you know, in storyline, obviously. And you could tell that they're going to come out there and just kick the shit out of each other. But they left it all out in the ring. And for me, this was like a really good time for WCW to get back on track in terms of, you know, star power, you know. Because at this point now, Flair leaves a couple of months after this.
Did he leave? Yeah, 91, yeah.
He went to be the Real World's Champion.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that in the wintertime. But,
maybe we'll do that for the Rumble.
Maybe, yeah.
Again. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think we've ever did my favorite Rumble, which is 92. I have to look back at the archives. I don't think we did the 92 Rumble, me and that other guy that used to work with me.
Dylan?
Dylan Powells?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is his name. I forget his name already, that guy.
Dylan Peggers?
Peggers? I like that. Sounds like a British comedy guy.
Dopey Pegasus?
Hello, I'm Dylan Peggers, you fucking slag.
Fuck my face.
Hello. My mom's going. Everybody's leaving. Good night, Mom. God bless you. Good night, you.
Mama Rhea.
I love you too, Mom.
Don't forget, Mom. You got to come on and tell us your Greg Valentine story.
Yeah. You got to come on, bestie.
200. Yeah. 8 weeks. Prepare now.
Yeah, Mom. I'm going to have my mother call in and tell us.
You've been promising this for years.
Listen, it's a good story. And she's a very busy woman. She's a gypsy.
Oh.
That she does on her free time. She's a gypsy. Yeah, she says, oh, no, she says. I couldn't tell the story. I mean, I told him, like, what happened, but I couldn't tell him because, you know, you tell the story better than I do.
Hey, Greg, is that his name or your fancy? For those listening on download, Greg just said his name is Dick to Go.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Anyway, sweet cream on an ice cream sandwich. Yeah, he made me mad. Yes, Mom, he did make you mad. He did make you mad. And I wouldn't piss you off either, but I wasn't 6'2 and 240 pounds like he was. And you almost beat him up. So we'll get into that in a couple of weeks. However, getting back to the great Muda, you know, I gotta tell you, man, it was how good was this? Be honest, besides taking notes, how many times did you watch the match?
Three.
I watched it three times, too.
Yeah, I watched it once to watch it, then took the notes, and then watched it again.
Yeah. There was nothing wrong with this match. There was interference. It sounded like JR was off his chair. JR was screaming like he was getting stabbed.
Like he was standing up. He's like, that's not right. 8 years later, he would have been like, Stone Cold! Stone Cold!
Yes, yes. My God! The kid does a really good JR. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
All right.
Watch this.
Yeah, guy. So I'll go ahead and post the link for this match in chat in on the Facebook page here in a little while, maybe tomorrow morning, depending on what I do next, so you guys can watch it too.
Well, hold on. Do you J off of Scott?
Bogo.
Do it again. Louder, louder. Hold on. Do it again.
Bogo.
By God, King.
He does it so good, man. By God. You gotta hear him sometimes when he's playing the game, he does his own commentary. And you
feel, oh, nice.
And he belts it out once in a while with downstairs and Melissa, like, the fuck is he doing up there?
You got a baby Morrow down there.
Oh, forget it. Forget it, forget it, forget it, forget it. But this was a really good, I can't put this match over any, I mean, Scott put the link up on the page, he'll put it up in the chat room too. It's one of those matches where you just like, you're like, oh man, this is so good. So that's our throwback tonight.
Yeah. So,
sometimes for the newer listeners, like my cousin Buddy, sometimes we do one match, sometimes we do a whole card like next week. We got a really kick ass throwback for you next week.
We're continuing the invasion next week, right?
Next week is Unforgiven 2001.
Yes, continuing the invasion angle.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so fun. We got to get some audio for that. But
I'm going to go and look it all up, see what I can find tomorrow.
Yes, please do that, because we're going to run the entire year up until the end of the year.
Yeah, to the Survivor Series when this comes to a head.
Yeah, and then, we might as well at this point, because we did everything else, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's our show tonight, man. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I'd like to thank everybody in the chat room and everybody in the Facebook Live, and which is working finally.
Yeah, we had in the chat room tonight. We had Greg, Nature Boy, Joshy, Java Junkie, Maddie Legend, Squires popped his head in there for a minute.
Yeah, Photoshop Squires, PSS.
Yeah, next. I hope he really does this thing that we talked about the other day for us next. Because he was like, you know, he sent me a message like, I'm bummed that it's the last the summer throwback. I was like, well, you know, now we got fall. You could do fallback, you know, fallback throwbacks.
Back hour, get it?
Get it.
Fallback hour back, get it?
So he came up with a nice idea to do for that, for fallback, which is pretty cool. I don't want to spoil it.
You're insane.
But
you guys are insane. All of you are insane.
But yeah, if he comes through with it, it's gonna be on par with this. It's up there. Yeah. But I mean, honestly, I think the Cheers picture was the best one out of them all.
Dude, they put my face on Norm from Cheers, and I don't.
I was Cliff.
Yeah, you were Cliff, but I don't have a neck, dude.
But you're drinking.
Yeah, this is true. I am drinking to numb the pain.
There's no neck, which means it gets to your stomach quicker.
Right. So I have no neck, so I have to drink to numb the pain that I have no neck in the picture.
One of my favorite lines from Cheers was Norm walks in the bar. It was like 9 in the morning, and Woody's there. And Woody's like, can I get you a beer, Mr. Peterson? And Norm's like, don't you think it's early, Woody? He's like, well, for beer? He's like, no, stupid questions.
Exactly.
And then you remember the other guy, I think his name, it wasn't Sam, might have been Pete. The guy with the glasses, the short guy, fat guy with the glasses.
That always sat on their side, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did the Bonanza theme song with the lyrics.
Yes, yes.
We got a right to pick a little fight, Bonanza. 1-4-4, 4-4-1, you still got to fight with me.
You forget that show started in 83.
I know.
Like, it's, that show, they had them on Netflix, I don't know if it's still there. That's a great show, man.
I love Cheers.
Cheers was an amazing show. But, yeah, thank you guys for hanging out. What was that? Go ahead.
Who did you like better, Coach or Woody?
See, I loved Coach. Woody was funny, but Coach was amazing, dude.
Coach was great. And I like Coach better, but Woody was, he's Woody.
Yeah, and I had a little love Jones for,
Kirstie Alley?
No, yeah, but I didn't like her character. Like, I liked her, but I didn't like her character.
Right.
I liked Shelley Long better, Diane. Rebecca, yeah, Frasier Crane.
And Lilith,
the wife, the stuck up wife, Carla.
Lilith was great.
She was great. Remember when Carla married the hockey player Eddie?
Yes,
that was fucking great too, man.
I remember one of the one of the first, I think it might have been the first episode I watched. I was sitting there, and then like Carla was at her dinner table with her son, and he got this girl pregnant. And he looks at Carla, he's like, I knocked her up good, huh, Ma?
Remember when her ex was the, and they had a spinoff, the Tortellis?
Yes.
Terrible show with that. But that guy was funny too. Carla's first husband, Nick Tortelli, that dude was awesome. Funny actor. And then he, and then
remember
he,
his name.
Yeah, but in real life, I forgot his name. But he, in the story, in the show, he was married to that big, tall blonde who was in real life was Casey Kasem's wife.
Yes.
Which was creepy, too, if you think about that for a second.
Yes.
But I'm Casey Kasem. Here's a long distance for you. But
here's Shaggy.
Like, wow, Scoob. Anyway, all right, let's do some plugs. Let's get the fudge out of here because I'm exhausted. I've been up since the crack of balls today.
Yeah, so, go ahead. Quite so early too. You wanna... Let's see here. Give me 1 second. I got the Tortellis pulled up here.
Oh,
on IMDb.
Do you? Oh, there you go. Pull it up.
Dan Hedaya.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Well, he's on The Simpsons now.
I'm not surprised. He has a good voice for that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know he did some of The Simpsons stuff, but yeah, that's who it is. But yeah, let's go ahead and get these shows plugged. What do we got tomorrow night? Is Will Morgan Big Tone on the Wrestling Call-In Show? Big Tone, good luck to you and your workout thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did he go to some kind of camp or something?
Yeah, like, you know, I no offense. I forgot what he called it, but it's basically like, you know, go to a camp, you lose weight.
Yeah.
You know, people call it fat camp or whatever, you have it. But, you know, he wants to get in shape, more power to you, do your thing, big guy.
You call Big Tone fat, we're going to have a problem.
I'm not saying it, but I'm saying some people do. But do your thing. Yeah, don't let people discourage you.
Right. You do your thing, bro. We got your back.
And as I say that and I hit fucking Twitter, there's fucking French fries covered with cheese.
Oh, hello, nurse.
Right? Roll and roast them.
That's a fine establishment.
Oh, I fucking, that was my joint.
Yeah, hell yeah.
After I smoked some joints. But yeah, you got the Wrestling Call-In Show tomorrow night, 11 p.m. Sunday, you got Surfer and Jordan Cobb with the What Are You Reading comic book show. Tuesday night, come back for the flagship show on the network run by the owner, Double A, and his co-host, Tony C, on The Rant. Special start time is 9 p.m. Then on Wednesday, we have a new Thumbstick Ninjas with the Mandingo himself, Rob Domingo.
Hey-o.
Taking time from going to Yankee games to deliver you the best in the video game world.
Yes.
Then on Thursday night, we have Mookie, Pookie, Doomsday.
Galactus.
Galactus.
Silver Surfer. No, not that Silver. The other Surfer.
No, the real Silver Surfer. You know, Reed Richards, Dr. Doom, everybody's going to be on there.
Submariner.
next Friday, join us right back here, Phil and Scott, with another great episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m. Then tune in on the 25th at 7 p.m. You will have me and Phil hosting the Clash of Champions pre-show, and directly afterwards we'll be doing the post-show.
Yeah, so call in, join the chat. That's going to be fun.
Yes. On the 27th, we will have the prank call special at 10 p.m. on
yes,
the Rant.
Yes, yes.
I don't know who's involved in that or how it's going to work right now, but you guys will get to vote on who has the best prank call that night. And then again on the 30th, join us for a special start time of 6 p.m. for Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And right after that, the ROH All-Star Extravaganza pre-show at 9 p.m. We'll take a 3-hour break and watch the pay-per-view and come back and deliver you the best in post-show news.
Yes, Surfer. You are the real Surfer. We know. I said that. We did. All right. So
Jimmy Harvey.
Yeah, Jimmy Harvey. Don't forget, turnbuckletherowbacks.com. Get all the links for all our friend shows on there, including the Midnight Jury, Talk Brunch. I mean, there's a bunch of other shows on there that are not.
Shining Network. Wizards Network.
Well, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, of course. And you can get a link to the network there as well with the Neckbreaker guys. You can get Inclusive Breakdown, Shining Wizards, Strange.
Midnight Jury.
Midnight. Yeah, I mentioned those guys already. There's a bunch. Okay. I mean, just support all of our friends. Shout out to the Post Match Podcast, our boys from California. Check those guys out, too. I mean, there's a bunch of shows that we're supporting. Support all the shows. TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. And you want to buy a shirt, ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. You want to tweet myself or the Kid Human at 616. 616 at TBuckleTBacks. email at turnbuckle throwbacks1@gmail.com. What did I miss?
Don't forget our contest. Photoshop a new logo for us. We'll be announcing the winners on the first show in November.
Right. So.
And we're putting together a prize pack for you guys.
Right. So on behalf of the Kid Humor, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu. Reminding you, take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, hug your mom, don't say the N-word. And have a great rest of your week, man. Weekend. Say goodnight, Gracie.
And when you finish your cereal, you drink that damn milk. You don't pour it down the sink.
That's right.
Good night, Gracie.
We're going to take a place with Jimmy Tammy Faye Baker. See, my mama, she didn't raise no fool. Because you can't put a price on a